817 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning on this. That is April 20th, right? I won't say 420 anymore. It's just April 20th. We're done with 420. No more Cheech and Chong this morning. Yes, 10 days till May. Well, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Joining us to talk more from Knox County Teen Court, Paula Johnson. Paula, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you, sir.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Also, the Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County, Lon Dunn. Lon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. A little disappointed in the snow, but glad to be here.
You know, it's, I don't know why. Again, April 20th, why? Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Hopefully... not much, if any, accumulation.
Mother
That's what they're
saying.
Mother
Nature's
going to
get her less.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess they call this the onion snow.
Yes. Whatever it is, we don't like it. Whatever kind of snow, right? All right. Well, Child Abuse Prevention Month here in the month of April. I mean, I guess, honestly, though, Paula, this is a year-round thing. This is an everyday thing that we need to talk about.
Yes, it is. I mean, it is something that occurs every day, and everybody needs to be aware of it. You know, if you see a mother in a stressful situation, you know, just do something. Just to go over and give her some encouragement words, you know. Basically, you know, you don't want to go and say, how dare you hit your child? You know, just say, hey, is there anything I can do? You know, and just kind of play with the child a little bit to get the child to calm down and give the mom a break, you know, instead of being critical, because all of us do that when we're at the grocery store or Walmart or somewhere. And, you know, those are just some of the little things that people can do. Be aware of, you know, a child is changing behaviors is another sign of abuse. Or, you know, a child cringes a lot is another sign of abuse. So, you know, we just want to make people aware of the abuse. I mean, obviously last year and this year we haven't been able to do much in the community because of the current circumstances that are going on. We don't have all of our pinwheels out everywhere, and we're not doing the hands around the courthouse this year. So we're not doing that much, but we're trying to do what we can in the circumstances to make people aware of child abuse.
Yeah, and I guess the hope is that the number of cases have not gone up with people being, for so long, having been stuck at home and with their children and around the same people every day, because, again, things that cause stress level to go up.
Right. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, with all the kids doing remote learning, you know, the teachers and all the people that are mandatory reporting are not able to see, you know, if there is any signs of abuse. So, you know, it takes the whole community, you know, be on the lookout of kids that you see. I know at our meal sites, that's one of the things that we keep an eye out for is, yeah, you know, abuse. And we've done that since the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah. So, well, and it's, you know, some of the obvious for, you know, whether it's teachers or law enforcement personnel and medical personnel trained to look for those things. But I guess we all need to be kind of aware of some signs in law. And I guess one of the good things is there are a lot of agencies, United Way agencies, that help with things like that.
Sure. You know, one of our goals at United Way of Knox County is to make sure that safety net is in place, that we have the right services, you know, lined up should families need them. So, you know, the Child Advocacy Center, the Center for Youth and Family Solutions, CASA, you know, those are the ones that are usually dealing with some frontline trauma. But then some of the other ones that serve in a supportive role, you know, so, you know, even like Girl Scouts or the Camp Big Sky, Camp Kids, you know, those all offer kind of a respite service, you know, where parents can get a break, which, of course, you know, with 2020 and COVID and all of that, it's taken away that opportunity for parents to get a break. So, you know, we do want to be, you know, mindful and supportive as best we can. And those agencies, even the ones that are, you know, in that respite role, are doing what they can then to, you know, to still provide support to families, even if they can't come and meet in person.
You know, you mentioned that, you know, the parents needing a break also, which is a big thing. And kind of you did touch on that a little bit, Paula. And, you know, that's one of those things. There's sometimes a cycle of abuse. And it might be a case where a parent doesn't even know that maybe the way they grew up, that this is actually abuse. I mean, I guess you probably see cases like that where they don't even know that it's like, what, I'm abusing my child? I don't think I'm abusing, you know. But that, so I guess in some instances there's a cycle of that,
right? And that's where the community comes in to help break that cycle. and you know, and try to educate people. You know, that's why we have our other agencies that, that help with that. And, you know, and that's where the school teachers come in to help break the cycle of abuse. You know, because you're right. Nope, a lot of people don't even realize it because that's how I was raised.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? I guess it's hard to, I mean, things have changed and the way I know we see a lot. And then some people say, well, the problem with kids now is because we don't have the discipline we did. But it just, I guess it, there's a fine line, though, as to what the, okay, where, what's that fine line where the discipline is to that you actually are disciplining your children and where abuse comes in. And that's, and I guess that's where maybe even some of the agencies can help. And a parent is like, you know, what can I do, Lawn? You know, those kind of things.
Sure. And that's where, you know, some of our agencies that provide that one-on-one support, you know, for example, CASA is one of my one of the agencies that we work with, you know, quite closely, and they train their volunteers to not only advocate for the child, but also, you know, kind of give some input and, you know, facilitate in, you know, parenting and, you know, just getting that under control. And that, that parent education piece is key, you know, to stop the cycle and, you know, just other programs in the community that, you know, that create the, yeah, that support network for parents to learn. You know, even the ROE has the parent educators that do the home visits where they're actually getting to see, you know, how children interact with their parents in the home and, you know, can provide input and insight on, you know, better parenting techniques because, you know, when we know better, we do better.
Yeah, speaking of CASA, new executive director, and we'll get Kelly in at some point to chat with us a little bit at some point soon.
Yeah, we're very excited about Kelly joining CASA. You know, I think she'll be a great fit, and she's a tremendously positive force in our community. So,
absolutely.
Very happy about that.
Well, let's talk about awareness and bringing awareness. As you said, Paula, there's not hadn't been able over the last year to do the things we've done in the past to bring awareness. So let's talk about what we're doing and what we can do to bring more awareness.
It's just, you know, look at the signs of abuse within a child. Talk about child abuse. It's not a taboo subject. If you are a parent and you're feeling stressed, you know, reach out to your neighbor, reach out to your minister, anybody, you know, and talk about, you know, your feelings and that. And, you know, and us as a community, like I said, you know, we are all a community and we have to help each other. And, you know, just reaching out for that help, whether it's calling the child abuse hotline, calling Safe Harbor, calling the United Way, you know, calling Lon or Haley at the United Way, you know, we're all available to give help where needed. If you're feeling stressed and you're at the last rope, just reach out to somebody and, you know, us as a community, be aware that, you know, right now it is a stressful time for parents. It's a stressful time. I mean, there's a lot of grandparents raising children right now and great grandparents. And, you know, with that age difference, there's a lot of stress on some of the families. So, you know, be aware of the signs of abuse. You know, look it up on Google it. You know, there's plenty of signs. You know the child. You see a difference in behavior. You know, take note of it. You know, talk to the teacher. Talk to a minister.
Yeah, and I guess he made a good point because not all the signs are physical signs. There are some mental things. They just all of a sudden the personality change or really quiet, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Yeah. The month of April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. We're talking with Paula Johnson from Knox County Teen Court, Lon Dunn from the United Way of Knox County. And Lon, to kind of further what Paula was saying, just I guess the awareness and you know, if you need to call somebody, and even if it's not you or Haley or Paula in particular can help them, you are going to find them the right person, the right agency, the right people to talk to if they need help.
Certainly. You know, we're happy to serve in that advocate role. You know, another resource that we offer is 211. So if folks aren't sure, you know, what resources are available, they can always call 211, you know, to receive help, you know, and referral service. But if they're, you know, if they don't feel comfortable with that, if they would rather call our office, sure, I'll be glad to walk them through the steps and see what resources we can find, because in the long run, if it saves the child's life or helps a family to become successful, then, it's certainly worth it. One of the other things that we're doing to kind of increase awareness is last year, we saw the Heart Hunters movement where folks were doing the hearts in their windows to kind of show solidarity in the community. This year, we're actually offering the pinwheels because we didn't get to put them around the courthouse this year and around the banks and the different locations. So folks can visit our Facebook page and make a donation just to cover the cost of the pinwheels. And our volunteers will come out and put them in your front yard to show that, that you're standing with us to prevent child abuse.
Yeah. And again, we're talking obviously the month of April, but we're talking year round is when we need the support. It's never ending, I guess.
Very much so. Don't be afraid to be an advocate, be a supporting role model for a child, and a confidant. I mean, one of the best things about our meal program is when I get to go out and serve for a day, and I've gotten to know these kids, and they I miss you, and I and just getting to see them and see the how they're growing up and everything, and it just warms my heart.
If you would, Mon, talk a little bit more about the 211 service, because that's so important. I know we've talked about it in the past, but just kind of remind people about the 211 service and what that is on your phone. Pretty simple. 211. Those are the three numbers. It's not 911. It's 211, and just as helpful in many cases.
Certainly. And, 211 is available not only in Knox County, but it's also available in Warren and Henderson County. It's something that United Ways across Illinois and across the country actually have banded together and created this resource so that it's non-emergency, but it's a way for you to find resources. Oftentimes, when folks find themselves in a situation, they may not have ever been there before. They may have never had to find care for an aging parent or find resources or counseling, because if they're trying to break that cycle of abuse because that's the way they were raised, but they want to be better parents to their own children, they may not know how to do that. So, 211 can provide a support there, and 211 operators are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Actually, our number one calls to 211 are basically where people need somebody to talk to, and the operators are trained to kind of get you out of that immediate crisis mode thought process and just kind of calm you down and say, okay, here's where you can go for help. Here's where square one is. And they also ask you if you want a follow-up call. So 211 can call you back and provide that resource and that support.
So. Yeah, and quite often some of the stresses that may get you into that abuse cycle of abusing your children are things that you need. You're hungry. Your kids are hungry. You power bill, whatever. And again, these are things you call 211, and you can maybe find some resources to help you out with those type of things as well.
Certainly. They're plugged into all of the different programs and all of the agencies, not just the ones for counseling, but also, like you said, utility assistance and other, other needs that families have. And, we've had to close so many things, and I feel like it just makes people afraid. If your neighbor's door, or if their main door is open and it's just their screen door, you'll go and knock on it. But everybody's doors are still closed. We're having this odd weather in April and just COVID and everything, and people have been apprehensive. But I want to stress that 211 is always there.
Yeah, and Paula, and I guess that's one of those things that, the stress relief you kind of mentioned earlier, helping get out of that cycle. Just people need to know, parents or whomever, that there is help available.
There is help. I mean, like I said, call the National Child Abuse Hotline, call any of the local agencies, call 211. Go talk to a neighbor, your friend, a teacher, a trusted confidant, your minister. There's people just talk it out, and if you aren't sure, you are emotionally, or physically, damaging your child, talk, ask questions, you know, if you aren't sure of a situation.
Absolutely. Paula, anything else you'd like to add here, National Child Abuse Prevention Month?
You know, like I said, just be aware year-round. It's just not in April. It's a year-round problem. I wished I had the state statistics for 2020 because all of us are really wanting to see what those statistics are, you know, during the pandemic. But unfortunately, the state's behind. We don't have those statistics available right now. But, you know, like I said, just talk it out, you know. Be aware. Be neighborly. We are a community. Help each other.
Absolutely. Lon, anything else you'd like to add?
Just one of the things that I learned raising my own kids, and, you know, we're still at 17 and 12. We're not done yet, but, you know, practice the pause. You know, go for a walk, walk around the block. I mean, you guys have probably seen the crazy lady walking the dogs at 10 o'clock at night. That's me, you know, because that's just kind of my time to recharge and get ready to, you know, to address the, you know, the next day being a parent. So, yeah.
All right. National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And remember, it's year-round. If you see signs, I mean, look for signs. I guess it doesn't matter what you do for a living. Just look and just make sure the kids are safe. Lon Dunn, United Way of Knox County. Paula Johnson, Knox County Teen Court. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Haley Miller. Haley's here. Hi, Haley.
Hello.
Guys, thank you again so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.